The FB Dolphin, a large fishing tender owned by Trident Seafoods, left Tacoma, Washington on Saturday carrying freight and cargo. According to Trident spokesman Bob Nelson, the Dolphin was on its way to Acutan, an Aleutian Islands port where Trident operates a fish processing plant. Early Wednesday morning, before reaching its destination, the 174-foot fishing tender ran aground off Zarembo Island, 30 miles southwest of Wrangell. The vessel was carrying 34,000 gallons of No. 2 diesel. The Coast Guard responded Wednesday by launching a rescue helicopter from Air Station Sitka and sent the Coast Guard cutter Anthony Petit to the scene. The vessel had 8 people on board, but no injuries have been reported. The Dolphin has been refloated and is currently anchored where it ran aground slightly off of Zarembo Island. Barry Lane is Chief Petty Officer with Coast Guard Public Affairs in Juneau. While it was unknown on Wednesday how much, if any, fuel had spilled from the Dolphin, Lane offers this update.
There was a very small amount that was released when it ran aground, not enough to even quantify. And since then, there have been no leaks. So, and we just had an overflight. They didn't see any sheening anywhere, so that's a good sign.
Soon after the incident, Trident contracted with Southeast Alaska Petroleum Resource Organization, or CPRO. A spill containment boom has been placed around the vessel as a precaution. CPRO is also responsible for assessing damage and coordinating repairs. According to the Coast Guard, the Dolphin is damaged near the area of the No. 2 and 4 fuel tanks. Lane says the temporary repairs are complete.
There are temporary repairs that have been made to the vessel. The Coast Guard is sending out an inspector, and the goal is to get the vessel to Ketchikan for repairs.
An attempt to move the vessel to Ketchikan may happen as early as Friday. The cause of the Dolphin running aground is part of an ongoing Coast Guard investigation. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.